listening to the Patty Vasquez Show. We are in the Allstate Skyline studio. You know, I'm supposed to prep and make sure I know everything I can about a guest. But when you read the words show-stopping and astonishing voice and fierce acting chops, I feel like I just need to stop and meet that person right away. Joining me in studio is Donica Lynn. And am I saying your name correctly?
You are. It is Donica Lynn.
Do people try different variations?
I have actually been called Danica, like the car driver. And I don't always correct them right away. I just sort of lean into that sometimes, but it is actually Donica.
Donica, it's a beautiful name.
Thank you. It actually means happy.
Oh, you know what? It sounds like happiness.
It does mean happy.
Donica.
And ironically, I found that out when I was taking a class with Andre DeShields.
Really?
Yes, one of the first things he had us do was to find out what our name meant.
Really?
Yes.
That's it's weird that you hadn't looked it up before that.
I actually had.
Okay.
But it was actually something that I had to bring to the class.
Right.
Yeah.
And talk
so
about
I
it.
Went back and retraced my steps and found it out all over again. But yes.
Well, and why did your family name you Donica?
I do not know.
I don't know.
And my father loved the name and they stuck with it.
Wonderful.
Donica.
Donica.
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Chicago, actually not too far from here. I grew up right down the street on Pearson, right around the corner from Water Tower. So much to the point that I actually believed for a long time that malls were vertical.
No doubt.
Yeah, because Water Tower went up and down and the Century Mall went up and down.
And every elevator has glass.
Exactly.
Walls.
So, you know, Willy Wonka.
So tell us about your journey then. Is it partly this sort of almost magical childhood of thinking everything was, you know, it was near you? Did that lead you into performing?
It did not, actually. Okay. I was headed to law school.
So was I.
Completely different path.
Okay.
And a gentleman at my church, McKinley Johnson, wrote a play called Train is Coming and asked me to do the reading so that he could get funding for the now defunct Chicago Theater Company that Luther Goings was a part of. And the play got its funding. I was pregnant with my now soon to be 24-year-old daughter.
Okay.
And the play got its funding. And ultimately, it was supposed to run for 2 months and it ran for 7 or 8 months.
Okay.
Myself, Chester Gregory, Nambi Kelly, Melvin Abston, all of these people were in this first run play. And several people saw that production. Chris Jones came to see it and said I made a promising debut. And I literally tripped and fell into acting, or it sort of fell on top of me. And I've been a firm believer that you walk through doors that are opened for you. I'd acted in school, but it wasn't my path.
Right.
I sang in church, but it wasn't what I was destined to do. I'd been on tour and signed some recording contracts growing up, but I wasn't looking to be the next big thing. I literally wanted to go to law school and become an entertainment attorney.
Oh, really? You wanted that side of it?
Yeah, because I'd signed so many contracts growing up, I figured I should know what I'm signing and know it well. So I figured I should go to school and get a degree and learn this business.
Right, the craft of it.
The craft of it.
Right.
And literally this career landed in my lap. And every time I would try to go back and finish school and go back to school, I would get this knock. Hey, there's this job. Would you audition? And I'd get the job. And I was really blessed to just continuously work and work and work and work and work. And I've been continuously working ever since then. And I've had a few bumps along the way. I was diagnosed with brain cancer in 2010. And I've been continuously fighting and battling that, and some wonderful people came into my life, Chris Pasternak, hence why we're here tonight, and some really amazing jobs have come along my way, and some really fantastic theater companies that I've worked with have worked with me through my journey and my battle, and work in tandem with my treatments, and this theater community has embraced me and my family, and I give back in any way that I can. My service, I feel like I'm indebted to the gift that was given to me by paying that forward, serving in whatever way I can, which means giving back to the community by giving my time in whatever way I can.
What a powerful story you have and an incredible energy that you share. And as you mentioned, one of the reasons that you're joining us tonight is to talk about an event coming up that Chris Pasternak has, again, just as you are, working for the community, helping people out. And this is Chris's birthday bash.
Yeah, it's called Beltfest.
Beltfest.
Yeah, in its fifth year. I've been a part of it for 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And every year he has what he dubs a birthday party, but it's not really a party in the traditional form. He brings together some of his favorite voices in Chicago, female voices. And sometimes he invites some men along, but his favorite female voices in Chicago. And he has us come and sing some wonderful songs from musical theater and sometimes outside of the musical theater realm. But he is an encyclopedia of musical theater.
Really?
Chris Pasternak is. And we come together and we sing these songs, and whatever money is raised for the price of the ticket, all of that money is donated back to the Howard Brown Center, where he has been receiving his treatment since he was diagnosed with HIV however many years ago.
And it's a community center.
At the community center on Halsted. Yeah.
Right. For people, and my son has been involved in being more informed and helping with the center as well. And I just don't think people realize how vital that center is for the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I love what Chris does. I love the fact that he takes what could be a day that's completely dedicated to his birthday. Mm-hmm. And he says, come out and celebrate with me, have fun with me, but come and hear some people that you'll hear anyway in a show somewhere. But on this day, come hear them sing songs that I love that you'll love. But in addition to that, let's do something for a wonderful place that gives back. And that, to me, speaks volumes.
And for those who are curious, the Harold Brown Health Center provides affirming health care to all, regardless of their ability to pay.
That is correct. Howard Brown, they do. They give, oh my God, they give health care. They give advice. Mm-hmm. They give counseling. They offer a place for teens. They offer a place for adults, for anyone. You know, and they are in a place where you may not know where to go, where to turn. You can turn to them.
And which we all need. We all need someone to turn to.
Exactly. And this year in particular, you know, I'll be there singing, but you'll also have Samantha Pauly, who's going to be giving us a preview of Evita before she leaves to go and do the London revival of Evita. You'll have Angela Ingersoll, who's going to be giving us some of her Judy Garland flair after she has already given us a beautiful, beautiful version of it, which was Emmy nominated on PBS.
Right.
You'll have Michelle Laudo, who was recently in Spamilton. You know, so we have this wonderful lineup of amazing Chicago female artists that are going to be there this year. And it's always a wonderful lineup, but those are just some of the women that you're going to see this year.
And for everyone who is making their plans right now, it's Monday, May 13th at 8 p.m. at the Greenhouse Theater Center at 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. The website is greenhousetheater.org. Again, that's greenhousetheater.org. And everything that, as Donica mentioned, every dollar goes towards the Harold Brown Health Center. And this is one of those things where it's just nice to get together and have a party, because performers, for the most part, as you mentioned, you know, they're all over the world. They're traveling all over. They're starting on new projects. And this is kind of a fun way for you to have a party together, too, isn't it?
It is. We don't always get a chance to see one another because we are always working. Right. A lot of us are always working, and we don't always get a chance to see one another in the shows that we're doing. So it also gives us an opportunity to get together and have that camaraderie with one another and support one another, which isn't something that we get a chance to do. So it's nice to be able to be there and cheer one another on as well. So it's really great to be able to do that.
Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back with Donica Lynn and talk some more about Beltfest. It's Chris's birthday Beltfest, a benefit concert for the Howard Brown Health Center, a vital community health clinic with locations across Chicago that provide affirming health care to all, regardless of their ability to pay. I just love saying that because that's how healthcare should be. More conversation when we come back on the Patty Vasquez Show, 720 WGN. You're listening to The Patty Vasquez Show, and I am honored to welcome into the studio one of my new favorite people. I'm just going to add you to my favorite people. That sounded kind of weird, but Donica Lynn, I hope, will forgive me for saying that.
Yeah, I don't feel weird about that at all. I'm honored.
Well, you just said something off the air about an event, the events that you participate in. You donate your time, because a lot of performers, they have to pick and choose. Like, you can't say yes to everything, but it sounds like whenever you have the ability, you want to be able to donate your time, don't you?
I do. My health doesn't always allow me to say yes to everything, but when I'm well enough, I will try my best, because it's not easy to give your money all the time, but it's very easy to say yes with your time when all you have to do is show up and give the gift that you were given.
I have mentioned on the air before how jealous I am of singers. I'm going to try very hard not to be jealous of your fierceness. By the way, you can hear her incredible voice and see her performance at the Chris's birthday bash, the Belt Fest.
Yes.
And that's coming up on May 13th at 8 p.m. at the Greenhouse Theater Center at 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. You can go to greenhousetheater.org. And it is about showing up, right? A lot of times, and for some people, it is easier to say, I'll give $10 or $25 or $40. But there's also what you participate in, a sense of community too.
Yes,
it is. So that everyone can feel that good energy.
It is. And I believe that energy is sometimes stronger than your dollars. You know, we talked a little bit off the air about how healthcare is the biggest crisis that we have in this country. And everybody can't afford it. You know, but at the end of the day, as a person who suffers from an illness, I truly believe that one of the greatest miracles I have in my life is healing energies around me and the people that I surround myself with. It's not always the medication. It's not always just doing all of the things that the doctors say I need to do. It's about keeping the right motivation and about keeping the right sense of people and energy around me. And doing good helps with that. So I volunteer my time as often as I can, as much as I can, to those causes that are doing good for other people, because doing good makes you feel good, and it does good for you as well.
Well, and I have to believe, and you mentioned that your career started, it landed on you 24 years ago.
Yeah.
And I have to believe that you were already this grounded and this devoted to helping people. Maybe you were nudged a little bit by your own experience in battling brain cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm guessing that when that diagnosis came in and you know, you had people around you, you knew that, like, putting in the time and how much people loved you had to be overwhelming as well. And I'm guessing you want to share some of that back.
Oh, always. Yeah. I always do. I have three children, and my biggest charge in life is to show my children that you can't hold captive what you have. If you don't let it out, the good that you have, if you hold on to it, it can't come back to you. You have to release it. You have to.
But you know what? I don't think enough people know that they have good to share. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't know that they know they're holding on to good.
But if you have anything that's, I don't know, Andre DeShields and I call it alchemy. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have any magical power, you know, if you're not just a muggle, right? If you have any magical power, so your power is being able to go over the airwaves and talk to people and let them know what's happening in this world. Whatever your alchemist power is, you have that ability to share that. And if you hold that and you keep that to yourself, you're not giving it away. So you're charged. The only thing that you can do is share it. And it doesn't cost you anything to just say, yeah, I can come to your benefit and tell a joke if that's what you're good at. I can come to your benefit and play a guitar if that's what you're good at. I can sing a song. Sure. It doesn't cost you anything but a little bit of time. And if that little bit of time will help some other people be able to garner information about healthcare, then yeah, I'm all in every day, all day, as often as I can be. If that little bit of time will help people understand to listen to your body more before it's too late, then yes, I'll be there as often as I can be, three times a day if I can be. If it will let people know, yeah, maybe I should have made that call sooner than later, because it will make someone know, oops, I didn't hear, you know, that bell ringing when I should have, and now it's too late, I will absolutely show up sooner than later.
Again, Donica Lynn is performing at this incredible bash that everyone needs to be at, Chris's Birthday Belt Fest, a benefit concert for Howard Brown Health. It's a vital community health clinic with locations across Chicago that provide affirming health care to all. You can go to Greenhouse Theater Center at 2257 North Lincoln Avenue on Monday, May 13th at 8 p.m. Go to greenhousetheater.org. I want to have you back as soon as you are able to join us again and talk more.
Gladly come back. I'm going to be doing a show with Chris with Porchlight called Call Me Madam later this year.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I am, and I do an Aretha Franklin tribute concert, which is happening in June.
Okay. But before then, let's meet in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I would love to come back.
I want to talk more about listening to yourself, because it sounds as though you're not just listening to your health, you talk about listening to your heart and to your body.
Oh, God, yes.
And so many more of us need to do that. And because we put it off. We put those appointments off.
Absolutely.
And you are not going to wait for people to make that mistake.
Oh, no, not at all.
You're a woman on a mission. I love that. Do you have a website or the social media handles you want to share with folks?
I don't, actually. You know, I'm one of those people that kind of sort of, you can find me through Chris.
You're in the moment is what I'm getting from you.
You can find me through Chris. You can always find me through Porchlight. And now people can find me through you.
Yes, they can. Find me and I will find Donica as well. Thank you so much, Donica. No. This was an absolute gift to everybody.
No, thank you for having me. And thank you for promoting Chris's Belt Fest, because it's for a good cause, people. It really is.
Please come join us again on May 13th. That's Monday, May, right after Mother's Day.
So yeah.
Starting at 8 o'clock.
After.
It's perfect. That's, you know, say, Mom, I bought you these tickets for tomorrow night. I'm taking you to the theater for some great live entertainment and for a great cause. And that's going to be at the Greenhouse Theater, 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. Go to greenhousetheater.org and look out for Donica in, what's the name of it again, at Porchlight Theater?
Porchlight Theater. The show will be called Call Me Madam. It's a Porchlight Revisits. And on June 15th at Theater at the Center, I will be tributing Miss Aretha Franklin in song.
Because you are a goddess. That's why. More after this on 720 WGN.